Sinan Tuf Kuf Tesvov Sifhei Mishabur Sifkat Nundalat. So here's a case where there was no malacha involved with this item, but there was an issue that was brought from beyond the tchum. So the malacha is the person that is brought for cannot benefit from it, nor his family. Other people are allowed to benefit, even to the point of that they can eat it. But the person himself who can't was brought for can't benefit. But he can partake of it after the evening, after you have to reach him, but they should yasu. Okay. So it says you have to reach him. So, Ein Ritzalermer Dafki Mehevi Berishin. The halacha isn't only limited in a case that was brought on the first day. The Hudanim Mehevi Bisheni, the same thing would be true, was brought on the second day. Kampin Tzara Lahapdin La'erv Betheshe Yasu. You'd wait in the evening Betheshe Yasu. In other words, don't think if it's brought on the first day, which is the Raisa Chazar Masachim Betheshe Yasu. It's brought on the second day, which is the Rabbanon Chazar, weren't Masachim Betheshe Yasu in the evening. That's not true. That'll be true in both cases. So why did it discuss Yom Tov Rishon? Right? Or is it, if you look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch, it says La'erv Tzarech La'hapdin Mishu B'Mishuloi B'Leishe Yasu. It says in the evening you have to wait. So the Shulchan Aruch just says in the evening you have to wait, meaning whichever day it is. Kemal Ramah added Yom Tov Rishon. So we're trying to find out what is Ramah adding with that phrase Yom Tov Rishon. Is he coming to exclude that there's no dinner of B'Leishe Yasu? It was brought on the Yom Tov Sheni, which is the Rabbanon, and there was no malach involved, but just Chum Motzi Yom Tov, it's Motzi right away. So that's not true. That's not correct. That, even if it was brought on the second day, which is the Rabbanon, and you're only talking about Tchum, Motzi Yom Tov, you must wait the time it takes to bring it Mitzchus to Tchum. So why do more stress Yom Tov Rishon? The Bala Shmeinu, the Imhevi Berishon, and Tzarek Lahamtin Rak Balayla B'Chleisha Yos. But you can wait first night going into the second night B'Chleisha Yos, then use it. And that's the chiddush of that. The feel of the dawn, the noigin kedasha yesh machmirim the leil sev alef ba'god la'inyan seder machur b'tzorach la'hamtan amatzu yom tov sheini b'chtei she'yosu. But Gabi, in case where there's a malach involved, we say that it's not enough to wait b'chtei she'yosu after the first night. You must wait that day it's brought, day one, all of day two, and motzi yom tov of day two b'chtei she'yosu. That's, we're machmir like that sheet. If a case where it was brought and malacha was involved in it, there was seder or mechuber, he did the malacha, toitzer was involved. So there we are. The Shulchan Aruch brought two opinions in Sif Aleph. One says you wait b'yosa of the first night and that's sufficient. So let's say Yontif was Tuesday, Wednesday. So the guy brings the item on Tuesday. So Tuesday night you wait b'yosa and then you can use it according to the Shulchan Aruch. Then he brought a second opinion. He said, no, you have to wait all of Tuesday, the rest of Tuesday, Tuesday night, all of Wednesday, day, and then Wednesday night, B'chleisha Yos. So we were mach. Ramo says, our minute is to be mach, but to wait till after the second day is over, B'chleisha Yos. But it's not that the guy that didn't tchum, no. Gabi tchum, it's enough to wait, B'chleisha Yos of the first night. So in that situation, it was brought, there was no malach involved, just chum, so he could not use it on the day of Tuesday when it's brought. But Tuesday night, he waits with Leshia also, and then he can use it that night.
Yeah.
You can wait the time it takes, beginning of the second night, to have it been done. And afterwards, it's mutter. The Ramah actually clarifies that at the end. Says the Rama says, over here we're makel. Okay, so that's what the Rama is adding. Yom Tov Rishon, you only have to wait the motzi of the Yom Tov Rishon. B'chdei she'ei osu nun hey. Now, so what does b'chdei she'ei osu mean? The erech hazman shenishto hamevi, the amount of time it took to bring this item from Yichus Tchum. So it took him. It was brought from a place which is an hour outside of the city, so it's an hour. He knows it was not within the tchum of the city. He doesn't know how far it was brought from the yalat tchum. So masharin and rak b'chashir havo mitchutz la'paimam. So we just were mashar l'kula the time we're taking to bring it from right beyond the tchum.
It seems, but it is subjective. What the best is it, his best or your best?
Okay. So it's essentially like
belonging. Yeah. Now the room. The
what does that word mean? You mean it's like you estimate?
You estimate. Sharinim is we estimate. Good. Just the amount of the time it would take of the Havua from had it been right beyond the Tchum, because that's a possibility. You're not sure. It's a possibility it was brought from close by or from far away. The Shartzin in Samech Ches adds the following. If this thing has been traveling for a few days, you only have to worry about the Chodesh Yosu of what happened from the time Yontif started and onwards. Right, we don't say, well, listen, this guy's been traveling three days, so I have to wait after Yom Tov for 3 days. No, I have to wait after Yom Tov, the time that he traveled on Yom Tov to get it to me. That which he transported at Erev Yom Tov, that's not right. Now, what's the chiddush of that? Because there's two Yisurim in Amir Lakum. Okay. There's more than two, but tonight, there's Amir Lakum has an Isser. There's an Isser of Amira to go to do work on Yom Tov, even if you discuss it with him during the weekday. You cannot make up with the go to do work on Yom Tov. B, if it goes to work for you on Yom Tov, you can't have that go to work for you on Yom Tov. So the Isser of Amir Lakum is that you can't have a mirror, you can't have the goy doing malacha for you on Yom Tov. So in many cases, the two of them overlap. You ask the goy on Yom Tov to do malacha for you, you're asking him to do the malacha, and he's doing the malacha for you on Yom Tov. Right? But you can't discuss on Shabbos, you cannot discuss on Shabbos, and discuss, a third thing is you can't discuss on Shabbos him doing malacha after Shabbos either. That's, but, so over here, what's the case? It's 2 days before Yom Tov. 3 days before Yom Tov, he asked the guy, listen, do me a favor, go to City X and come back and bring it back to me on Yom Tov. So, since the Gemar, it's going to be such a distance away that it's going to take 2 days to travel back from that place, so or every Yom Tov back from that place, so maybe we should be Geyser if we allow him just to wait the time it takes the Yonta part of it. He'll say, listen, it's because I gained the 3 days of travel at least. Right? Mm-hmm. Because if he has to wait 3 days, he wait 3 days. But over here, he had the goy do malach from Yom Tov. He didn't benefit from what the goy did on Yom Tov. He benefited from what the goy did from before Yom Tov, which culminated on Yom Tov, which so he'll lose the 10 hours. But he gains 3 days worth. We're not going to do that. Okay. Now, we're in Sifkat Nun Hei. Vayalel Simen Shin Chav Hei, Linyan Shabbos, Yesh Mok Mirim, Lahamten Haishir, Bayoim, Shalacharov, Velebeknesis Alayla. Shenderach Lahavi, Belayla, Michus Tchum. When it comes to the issue of Tchum, which is transporting things, people didn't travel nighttime. And nighttime was pitch black. Wasn't, you know, there was animals, there was robbers, there was pits in the road. People didn't travel nighttime. So if you allow him to use it at nighttime, he gained tremendously. Because if you didn't, he would, even if you wait the time it takes at nighttime, had he not done the other, he'd have to wait till the whole next day by day before he got it. Right? When the goy brings it on day one, and you let him use it Motzi Yom Tov, over there is Motzi Shabbos, he said, well, wait the time it takes. Take him 2 hours to travel. So I waited 2 hours, I didn't get anything. Yes, you did. Because if you had that on for you on Shabbos, you would have to wait until tomorrow morning 2 hours. Because he wouldn't travel at night time. So now, by using it at nighttime, you're gaining that you had it 12 hours before you would have gotten it normally because of what you did on Shabbos. So that's the opinion over there. So he brings such a sheet. He brings it over there. He doesn't bring it over here. Why not? Apparently, he holds. So even though by Shabbos he brings the possibility of being Masher, by Yom Tov he's more Mekel, and you can wait to, in the evening, and that's sufficient. Even though the potential is a gain, Chazal didn't ask for that.
Meaning the Demeter has a lot of great stuff.
Yeah,
it's like I think
after Dafkin and Tchumen this like, that we're saying, which Bechlau Tchumen we have to hold the no din Meleishi Yasu Bechlau. So you know, we'll say, well, listen, wait the night that Meleishi Yasu is sufficient.
My best thing.
Hoye Bagam Iser Deraisa Shalokit Mi Mechumer Chutz Tchum Yesh LaHachmer.
So.
Then he should wait till the following day. Now, in a case where it's 2 days Yom Tov, it's the first day. Anyway, the Shita was you wait that night, the following day, and the following, and until the following night. He's always saying that you theoretically should wait even to the following day also, because since the person would not travel to that place to take it off of the tree until the following day, so you gain. But the bar mitzvah, there's shatzel kach yesh lahakel b'chol gavni. If there's a need for the food, for the item, for mitzvah purposes, or pasha the person that's not what to eat, whatever, it's shatzel kach. There's a need, real need for it. You can be mekel. That you rely on waiting at night time. That's enough. Bishar devorim. Even like what remark my other things by tchumer make. But to learn, but see the mechuber when it comes to the issue that it's something which needs melacha of tzedim, or it's mechuber and needs melacha of tlisha remark to wait till the second night. After the second night, you know, into the second night, but they also by tchumer make. But tam the tchumen samchin and adayer rish kamaisa shabasefal. But tchumen is derbanan, so we're more makel and we rely on the first opinion. Okay. Sif Vov. Be'ir Sheruba Edom Yehudim. In a city which the majority of people in the city are not Jewish, and the guy brought to sell Minestam Kolamevi Sar Haroiv Mevi. We assume that he's bringing for the majority, whoever it, whichever group compromises the majority of the city. So in the case, if the majority of the city is non-Jews, he's bringing it for the majority, he's bringing it for the non-Jews. And therefore, these Isurim don't apply. But if the majority of the city is Jewish, so he's bringing it for a Jew. Which Jew? Whoever Jew buys it, that's what he's bringing it for. So then you would have a problem.
Or, if it's according to...
says the Minas Tam, if we know explicitly he brought for a Jew... That's the case of Nachash Hevedar, and he brought a present, or even he brought something to sell, but he brought it specifically to sell for this Jew, that's a problem. I'll go Mechsa, a Shidua Shalika, the Sarach Shneim is Oster. However, if it's Mechsa, or he had in mind to bring for both groups, Jews and non-Jews alike, so he had the Jews in mind, so that'll be us. Mishaburus of Kut Nun Zion. So Mishaburus says, Arata Kosub Dini Dar. Until now we're talking about presents, where there's no sale involved. Arata Arabi Habo, Hebe Akam Limker Skarosa Bashuk. He brought it to sell. So he's bringing it to sell to whoever the majority is. And Minastam, we assume it's for the non Jew. In the case with their majority, but however, in the Nunches he says, we know he brought it to sell to this Jew. He brought it with Jews specifically in mind, also not exclusively, but also like the Ramah explains. So he said, "Mina stam, he brought the circle right."
Then paying him for the best stuff.
Okay.
He's going to give it to the Jew and then arrange payment for after him. Mm-hmm. Is that
right?
Right.
So now, so he brought the Tzarech HaRoiv. So now, so it's brought for the non-Jew, so there's no Isser mitzad him doing the Malacha for the Jew. So what status does it have? Therefore, there's no, it wasn't attached at the beginning of Yom Tov. So Shaila al Tzelech, you can eat it right away. It was brought for a non-Jew. The malacha wasn't done for the Jew. The malacha is being havoah, which at worst, the problem with tchum that we said before, that tchum is only asked for the person that's bringing for, which is who is the goy.
Because it only works
not for other people.
Well, yeah, they're both talking about like
tchum domim, but they can't discuss a price. You buy it on credit. Well, you said you can't discuss the price. But you take it and you pay him afterwards whatever he charges. However, since this item is brought from beyond its tchum, the loch is, it also has a din of tchum, and at the beginning of Shabbos it was somewhere else. That was its makom shvisa. It may not be moved here more than for amos.
It's the poor guy, right? So, the poor guy, you can pay him
kim shubim mechuz tchum, mechanaw sefei. If, however, this is something which is very possible had been attached at the beginning of Yom Tov, or had been roaming free at the beginning of Yom Tov, and it was captured, or it was picked on Yom Tov, so now you have a muksa problem. So, Osir Boisayom Mishamuksa.
Can you tell the goy where to put the, if it wasn't an issue of.
Yes, that's what
Memkar, could you tell the goy to place it in front of you? The next day?
The problem with the goy was bringing it to sell for the non Jews. Comes a Jew and says, but he can't buy it on Shabbos or Yom Tov unless it's a Tzarech Shabbos or Yom Tov.
Right.
So to put it there for the next day, he can't even buy it. Because
right.
That would make it to allow you to buy it on Yom Tov, because it's simple as Yom Tov, as long as you don't get involved in discussing the price. So it's moksa. But still, this halach is gained something, because if he brought it for a Jew, which means either he planned to give his matana to the Jew, or to sell it, and the majority of the people in the city were Jewish, so he brought it for a Jew. So not only is it osur on Yom Tov, also moksa, it's also motzi Yom Tov, b'klei she'yosu. But over here, since he brought it for a goy, because the majority of people were goyim in the city, so he brought it with intent for a goy, there's no issur b'chlei she'yosu motzi yom tov. There, motzi b'chila vein tzarech lahamtin b'chlei she'yosu, because it wasn't brought for the Jew. Now, because of Pesach's name, onu royin, shal yedei zeh, sh'onu matirim liktus mehem, he marbim lahavi, asinu lahu liktus mehem. If we see that they start bringing more in because they realize they consulted the Jews, now they're having the Jews in mind. Because they're bringing more because they thought that the Jews don't do business on Yom. But now they see the Jews are buying from them, it's glad to bring some more. So they're bringing extra because of the Jews. That's also right, because they're bringing for the Jew. With Jew in mind also, it's also. I mean, Islam in Cheshire, Shema Yarbe, Lahavi, Gamishu Yisrael. We're not going to Cheshire with that in Islam unless we know otherwise.
Okay.
In the case of Ir Shurakim, you're allowed to buy. The Kamokim, Akim, maybe Dogim, Ir Shuruba Akim, he's bringing fish. Av Bistam, Yesh Lochus, Shiar, and Lahabi Bishri, you're still not like a Kamenu. If we allow the Jews to buy fish from the goyim will bring more fish. Kim Shadarach Yisrael Liktus Dogim L'Kovad Yom Tov. The goyim knew that the Jews would buy fish for Yom Tov, so they thought they could only sell the Jews fish and every Yom Tov. Now they found they can sell the Jews fish on Yom Tov. They're going to go catch more fish to sell to the Jews, because that was a big thing. But that's all the thing. If he rose in a hamara, according to the town, you can figure out practically was it an issue or not. I mean, Ir Kula Akum, Rakanoshim Yechidim Yisrael Nimsin Shoyimam Nimsayim Shemin Lachos is that. If the vast majority of the city is not Jewish, and a few individual Jews, don't worry about it. Excuse me. The chance of bringing extra because of the Jew, when they're very 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 small percentage of the population, that's not such a chashash. Excuse me. Now, the Bir Halacha raises the question, Bir Halacha back on Oman Aleph, What about if the majority is goyim, but the majority of purchasers of this type of food are Jewish? The goyim buy all the fish, but carp the Jews buy. You know, so the guy catches the carp, he's bringing it for a Jew. You know, so or do you say? So what do you say in that situation? So that's the Bir Lacha raises that question. And he says that the chur, we should really say it depends on each specific item, how it's viewed. Because we assume that they're doing it for that group. So that's the point that he says, and then he discusses this case that I just mentioned over here with the case of the fish. We should probably assume that that's what the case with the fish is. So what was the Magen Avraham Sofik about that issue? Then he says, I could tell you, we could argue the other way around, that even though normally this is the Jews are the greater purchasers of this item, when we tell the Goy, dealing with a Jew on Shabbos is not or Yom Tov is not a great idea. He doesn't like it. They can't discuss the price. So remember, the seller, as long as he has the item, he has the upper hand on the price. Here's the situation, not because it's price at all, because he can't discuss any price. He said, give it to the Jew, and tomorrow he's going to try and pull the money out of the Jew. And then he's going to say, oh, I want $10. The Jew says, I'm going to give me a $5. Do me something. Calls on the guy has the food. So he says, do something. You're not getting anything out of it until you pay my price. So business-wise, they much rather prefer to deal with non-Jews in these circumstances than to deal with Jews under the limited circumstances of purchase which are possible on Yom Tov. Okay. So it's an interesting Bir Lacha. I'm not going to do it inside, but it's an interesting Bir Lacha that discusses that issue, the back and forth about that. Okay. Samach, maybe. He brought it for the majority. Now, Be'ir Sherubi Yisrael. So what about the other realm of the case of the city? The majority is not is not the case before where the majority was not Jewish, the majority is Jewish. Unless we know he explicitly brought for a non-Jew, we assume he brought for the Jews, because they're the majority. And therefore, it's brought for a Jew. So now you have a dinner, it's brought for a Jew. You have a dinner, but they show you also, etc. You have regular luck of waiting with the show you also.
In our case, the inferior land of the
damager. The chalzeh b'haya nochri ben ir riyotzel chutz leir lotzin v'lilkeh. The goy lives in the city. He left the city to go and find things to come and sell, by trapping them or by harvesting them. So he brought in for the majority of his city. That's what he had in mind. However, habenochri kafri, you have a goy lives in the village. Shevi skrosel leir brings his merchandise to the city. Near the Lashak Klal, the Shire Beir, Shehevi the Sacha, Imurav Nachem, or Yisrael. We don't look at the city as a defining element. El Filohem Yisraelim, Ozin and Basu Rav the Alma. Rav Alma. We look at the majority of the world. Because when he picked it, he didn't have in mind after this city, he had in mind wherever he might decide to go. So the majority of the world is not Jewish. That's what he caught it for. I brought it to the city to sell. So that was the decision which took place, not at the time of the trapping or this, the the harvesting, but that was a decision later on.
He's got a gold land, like a small piece of gold land.
Fiza Einlam didn't say that Bishri Yisrael was Sir Mrak Biyom Tev Risha Mishum Moksa, but El Shani Mutar Miyad. So what Nafkina will it have? There's no dinner, it's only, it's still Moksa. So. Yeah, but there's no wish of the second night beyond Bikleshios. There's no wish of the second night, excuse me, at all. Because Moksa doesn't go from day one to day two. There's no dinner Bikleshios because it wasn't brought for the Jew. So after Havo, how you bevali b'shul Yisrael, akuponim die im mamtim alel mosi yomtim rishon b'cheshiyos. And if this was from Chus Tchum, so that we wait. That's only for we don't wait till mosi the second night for that. We just say it was brought on the first day. You wait mosi. So it's brought for a Jew. So when he picked it, he picked it for whatever. But he then decided to bring it to the town. So that decision was for the city, and the city is Rav Jewish. I mean, that decision was for a Jew. So that's not, so that doesn't change that the act of the harvesting wasn't for the Jew, but the act of bringing the Chus Tchum was. So in that case, you have to, it's also that day. And the following night, but they should also. Now, Sefer Mor Mekzia Mefakvik Olzet comes along the Mor Mekzia, which is Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and he's Mefakvik, means he's wavering, he's questioning this issue. The Seif Ma'isamach Shavatil, why don't we say that when it actually happened that he brought for the Jew, so that would be indicative of that was he had in mind the whole time. But I died to the ear Zu Likin Mitzot. What was our kasha? Our taino. Our taino was when he picked it, I don't know, he didn't have no city in mind. You know, he could have went to city A, to city B, city C. So right with the Alma is the Iker thing. Mechotesi. When he brought the city A after the Ma'isa, maybe that's what he had in mind when he picked it. Now, okay, so that's his question. That's his taina. Okay, Nimhoya Akam, you do it, maybe Tomitz Kross and Zu Ir Limkar. He always brings to this town to sell. So that's the scenario. So obviously, he had in mind for this city. That's what he always does. So now, if the city is Mechsa Mechsa, Mistama. The Tzarek Shneim and Nasu, then anything which is done for the city, which means both groups of the city. Okay, Tzarek Gam is Elahamten Akleshi. Also, B'yei Sharman, the Havisavik, Yisrael, Yisrael, B'shalak. So the first opinion is saying that it's a Tinvara. We assume for sure he meant both. So you have to wait for the Shi also. The second opinion is saying that it's 50-50 makes a Sofik. We don't know which one he had in mind.
Says,
okay.
Here's a nice coin. This thing will be for the.
We don't know whether we should go after his initial idea or whether his subsequent desire to sell it with you.
No, he's saying the case of the city was 50-50. So the case of 50 is 50. So the first opinion said, so the Ramos said it's also in that case. So why is that? So the first explanation, because when 50-50, we say he had both groups in mind. Because no one has any preference over the other. See, he meant both. He meant for Jews. It's also, but they should also. And then he said the second reason why it's also in that case is because it's a sophic. We don't know, did he mean the 50-50, everything is always a sophic.
Said you're
going to
give it, he can go to your agent, right, who's a creditor.
Yeah.
Right.
And he can say, so that pshat is Rashi, but the Shartzin and Ayin Ches points out that Rashi himself in a different place actually says so this first swore that we're saying over here that he did it for both. Not because we're not sure which one he did it for. Of course, the problem is that being dealing with using Al saying it's also Al Sofik, we're not sure. And the idea is because Darash Yesh Al-Matirim, but then you would have, why would you mach? Sofik, why you mach? You make him a Sofik. So no, because Darash Yesh Al-Matirim. So then, in the case it was not Yesh Al-Matirim, you should be make him. Okay, some obeys. Or in a case of Yidua, that he did it for both, either it's Mechza, or Shiyadua, some obeys, Rasalemer, the Zafilo Imrei Vakum, given the Mechavim, but Feirish Gamish Yisrael also. If he had Jews in mind, even just also, not only, that's already also. finally Abbasim Reish Ayin Vav Bevir Locha Mashik Salim Zeh, which I don't recall. Or we knew it was Yudua that he picked it for both.
In theory, but I don't know. It's like
a so Likit is a Malacha. So maybe this Chumra that you, when it's Roy Vakum, but you had a mind for both, it's also only applies to when a Malacha is involved. So the Mishnah Berurah, no. It applies to bringing Mechuzet Chum also. He didn't mean that example to exclude Mechuzet Chum.
6B. 6B, Rabbi
Yekiva.
Yeah.
Okay, Zion. Im Husavik im Bo Mechuzet Chum. If you're not sure if it was brought Mechuzet Chum, Im Hu Ene Yehudi Hashori Ima Be'ir. If this guy is from the city, so he
not sure what?
If the goy lives here, as opposed to a goy which definitely started out from a different city, which is beyond the tomb, Paris and Matsuyim Be'ir, and these type of fruits are available in the city, so then it's Motzei Malabetz also. So the Mishnah Berurah Samach Dal Be'ir, Han Masechet Tchum. These things are available. The Kiman Shori B'Tchum. He lives here, and these type of fruits are available within the tchum. And Choshen Shelo Haperish Hevi Mechutz Tchum. Why should I think that these fruits punked he brought Mechutz Tchum? The Arina Adarav Arina Kan Nimsu, but Kan Hoyu. We have a rule in Shas, which is like the flip side of a concept of Chazaka. Nobi Chazaka says, whatever situation is true now, we will extend it to the future. Here's all around. Whatever situation we have in front of us now, we extend backwards into the past, which is logical that if you can extrapolate from A to B, you can calculate backwards from B to A. If I found it here, Mustafa was here the whole time. The same way, if I say it's here, Al-Masul will be here in the future. That also means if I found it now, Mustafa was here before. So if it's here in the city, Mustafa, that's where you found it. Now, Al-Mushari Chuzetchum, if the guy lives Chuzetchum, of the Paris Mitsuyim Besarchatchum, even though these fruits are available in the Tchum, but he brought it from where he is. Or the other way around, if he lives here, but the Kimshan and Paris Mitsuyim Shom, but these fruits are not available near the city. To get these fruits, you have to go further afield. There with Takakashi, he brought me Chuzatchum. So if the goy lives here and these type of fruits are available near the city, within the tchum of the city, then it's mutter. If not, it's aser. Now, it's a sofik. So, Mr. Bursa, Samachevaf, this is Sekhad Rabban Lakula. Normally, by Sekhad Rabban Ramekel, so why are we going to aser these fruits, which are not the issue is only tchum, which is the Rabbanan. And we say, maybe it was mitchus tchum, maybe not. Well, let's be machmer. Why? Second Rabban Lakula. Also, b'zeh mishum the havi davar sheish lamatir and la'achar yamta. You can wait after yamta and use the behetter. Kvarak sam nali'el, b'shem mishin chafei, b'shem burah, sepkot memches, b'shem erchorim, l'hokol b'zeh b'erev miyad. However, in this situation, which we're only being machmer, davar sheish lamatir, so then it's mutter right away after yamta. You don't have to wait b'zeh she yasa. Some people are making some cloud, they did not answer suffic mitchusatchum. That's not, we don't pass like that. Let's argue that Yomtiv Sheni has in it the mile of A, we're not sure if this is really Yomtiv, and B, even if it is, who said this was brought from beyond the tchum? The Shulchan Aruch over there in Shin Chavei actually was quite long about this issue of Chuset Chum. Over here he said it much more briefly. I think it's pretty clear over here. Over there it's quite confusing. What was Tafsari Zayin Siftalad? So there he said that there's Sveik Sveik. because maybe the day is not Yom Tov, and even if it is, maybe the thing was Mucha. So Sekhsek overrides Dover Shesh Tamatiran, but he really brought Yesh Cholkim. He says, we don't keep Yom Tov Sheni al Sofik, we keep Yom Tov Sheni al Tvarai. And he holds you should be machmal like that except the smokum hefsed gadol. So this material over here al sveik sveika would only be reliable in the smokum of hefsed gadol.